Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today we continue our 2018 New Year's podcast series, the annual shows where we check in on the sponsor of the site and get their take on the year that was, in this case 2017, and the year that will be, in this case 2018. Today we're joined by ESET Canada Chief Jim Chalmers. As seems to be the case in each of the recent years, security was a big story in 2017, with massive attention-getting attacks, especially in the ransomware arena, where events like WannaCry and NotPetya hit. There was also some stuff about some election in some other country somewhere, but let's not even wade into that, shall we? At the same time, ESET continued its growth in Canada, while it served our country for quite some time, and even had a major research and development center in Quebec for the better part of a decade. The ESET Canada business in terms of sales, marketing, and channel building in this country is still relatively new. Jim will discuss some of those security headlines of 2017, as well as the company's growth path over the last year. And of course, we'll also take a look at what Jim and ESET Canada are expecting for 2018, both in terms of the business and the big news from the security industry. It should be a great chat, so let's get right into it. My talk with Jim Chalmers. Jim, thanks for taking the time once again.
Robert, it's great to speak to you again.
It feels like with security, it's always one of those situations where you can kind of borrow from the old. I'm never sure what's apocryphal or not, but the old, I've heard it expressed as a Chinese blessing slash curse. May you live in interesting times. Never a shortage of interesting times in security, which means both opportunity and challenge. Can you kind of take us through what you've seen as the big security developments, thoughts, trends of 2017?
Sure. As you said, this is definitely interesting times. I mean, I don't think anybody would have seen or predicted cybersecurity would have been so much in the headlines. I mean, I think the election in the U.S. really drove a big piece of that. But also the ransomware breakouts that we saw with WannaCry, that made the news globally. Mm-hmm. So if we kind of look at the trends that we've seen in 2017, some of the predictions we made last year didn't necessarily come true. Some other things bubbled to the top. Ransomware obviously comes to the top of mind. I don't think anybody would have predicted that ransomware would have broken on such a global level. You know, the fact that it affected hospitals in the UK and really brought the elective surgeries to a halt. I think for a lot of people in 2017, that really brought cybersecurity home. I mean, we know we didn't see that happen in Canada. We didn't really see it in the US or even North America. But the fact that we read in the news about the elective surgeries being canceled and people being turned away at hospitals, I think really gave cybersecurity a new meaning. You know, listening to the news talk about cyber breaches in election machines is one thing, but listening to people talk about the way it's affecting their loved ones in hospital environments is a whole different thing. So I think we saw in 2017 really a change from cybersecurity just being about business to being a little bit more personal.
It feels in some ways like it's kind of a little bit of Back to the Future in that at least my relationship with security kind of started at that personal level, with the early days of viruses and that sort of things. And then it sort of became all about the either nation state or organized crime kind of attack. And it does seem like it's become a little bit more personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, years ago when cybersecurity was in its infancy, or at least infancy in the news, because we've been doing this a long time, it was about trying to get your name in the news as the guy who did a denial of service at some large site. Then it became more kind of focused at business. And now we've really seen these attacks become a lot more personal, whether it's in the hospital environment that I said, or just somebody hacking in and taking your own identity. It's personal and kind of both levels. So it really has come kind of full circle.
All right. ESET obviously been around for quite some time, but in terms of this iteration of the Canadian organization, still a relatively young organization. Can you walk us through sort of the highlights of the operations for ESET in Canada this year?
Yeah, so as you know, we've been in Canada for quite some time. We opened up our research and development center in Montreal 2009. Mm-hmm. Last year, we actually moved to a brand new facility there, 7,000 square feet, right downtown Montreal. And they're doing some great things, as you know, in that research and development center, including working with law enforcement officials and bringing some of these bad guys to holding them accountable. But as far as the actual sales organization, this is our second year. We opened up our sales and marketing office here in Toronto 2 years ago, and we've grown significantly. Our sales are actually outpacing kind of our staffing ability, and we're now up to about 40 people in Canada, and we look to expand that 40 people across Canada, 20 people out of this office alone, and we hope to add more people next year to kind of keep up.
And that's about double what it was this time last year, if I recall correctly?
Well, I tell you, I started 2 years ago, and I think I was employee number 7, so we've more than doubled.
Right on. You know, you touched on sort of how security is hitting folks in 2017. How has the discussion around security changed in the channel, both with folks who you're working with, as well as folks who maybe are just learning about ESET in terms of how they're thinking about security in their business?
So, I mean, I think it's very aware that SMBs are becoming much more aware of cybersecurity. But as they become aware, they certainly still don't have the expertise or the knowledge. So they hear about it in the news, they understand it, but they still don't have the knowledge, the expertise, or the time or energy to really look after their cybersecurity needs. So that's kind of one of the changes we've seen, right? I think from a channel perspective, we've seen our partners start to have those enterprise-level conversations where they talk about risk assessment and risk posture and overall cybersecurity needs that used to happen at an enterprise level. They're now having more at the commercial and SMB level. I think that's one of the major changes we've seen. And that's where kind of ESET comes in, because we kind of work in both of those areas. You know, we've been known mostly in Canada for the SMB space, but we do scale up into the enterprise. And I think people are much comfortable having a conversation about SMB and including ESET in that conversation.
All right. Do you see more solution providers getting more involved with security? And if so, what do you see as common sort of the common steps that that partners are taking?
So I think they have to be. I think they're being forced by their customers to have those conversations. But again, it's in the news so much. I think it would be ridiculous for a partner to not have those conversations with any of their customers. Now it's got to the point where if you sell a customer anything, if you sell them a printer, if you sell them a laptop, if you sell them anything that connects to the network, the obvious conversation is, how are you going to secure this device? So we've seen a lot of our partners being forced into it. You know, and that creates lots of opportunities for partners as well. Partners that, that haven't necessarily thought about security or have only sold security as kind of an add-on, there's now an opportunity for them to really open up a security practice and really be that trusted advisor in the security space. I mean, if you're a partner that's, you know, specialized in selling printers or monitors or any of those hardware, right, you can now add security to that and actually have a security practice built around your own expertise in printers, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Midway through this year, you guys introduced some educational content, sort of aiming to raise the general security IQ within customer organizations, and kind of going beyond IT, but to make sure that, you know, the rank and file employee has that base level of security knowledge that one needs to stay safe as best one can. How's that gone, getting out that out there into the channel and out in front of customers?
So actually, we've had a huge uptake in that free security course we've been offering, because I think, as we know and as people are beginning to find out, people are the weakest link in the security chain. I mean, we can put all of the measures in place, but it all just takes is one employee to click on the wrong thing or click on the wrong app or download the wrong site or anything like that, and the network is breached. So the fact that we've been able to offer this free security training that is certificate-based, so at the end of the training they can offer a certificate, it's been great for the channel. Also, no cost to the channel, no cost to the customer. And it lets the channel partner really position themselves as a service provider, not just selling hardware, not just selling services, but here is a free educational piece. So we've seen tremendous uptake, and we plan to continue offering that through 2018.
All right, great. You touched on the research organization earlier out of Montreal that's kind of the initial or original perhaps presence for ESET in Canada. Now, obviously, that's where you guys do a lot of your discovery of new hacks and threats and some of the actions that come out of that. Can you share some highlights of that organization over the course of 2017?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, they've been doing this since 2009, and they've really become experts in that field. You know, we find more and more law enforcement agencies are kind of looking for them for assistance or looking to follow up on papers that they've actually published, right? Really, at the end of 2016, they published some paper on a group called SEDNIT, which was an attack operation that's been doing business since 2004. That actually led to some convictions, but more importantly, in 2017, actually March 2017, after a report that ESET published, there was actually the first conviction for cybersecurity through Operation Windigo. So, you know, as they continue to publish papers, we're going to see more and more, I think, law enforcement look to them as the cybersecurity experts on that side.
Good stuff. Good stuff. As you're out there chatting with partners in these last days of 2017, how would you sort of assess the general mood amongst partners, acknowledging that there's going to be a mix of folks with different priorities, different stages of life, different stages of business, all those things, but just generally, what's your feel for the mood out in the channel?
So I think the channel are very positive about 2018 in general, because I think there's a lot more avenues for them to grow their business. I mean, traditional partners that are used to selling hardware are now looking at software, looking at services. You know, they're no longer pigeonholed into one specific space. And we see more and more of them moving towards like a service model, right? As I mentioned, you know, SMBs are becoming much more cyber aware, but they're going to need help with it. So there's an opportunity for partners that haven't really focused on cybersecurity to leverage vendors such as ESET to become their go-to partner in a managed service model. So just deliver the product, but actually have the vendor manage it, you know. Right. So in general, I think partners are seeing 2018 with a lot more opportunities. You know, and we haven't even touched on the Internet of Things, which I think is going to create a huge opportunity for our partners. But if we just look at the security right now, they're feeling pretty good about where they are, and they should.
All right. I think you may have touched on some of this with that last, with your comments there. But curious to get your thoughts on what you see as sort of the big security trends for 2018. What are you guys anticipating?
So in 2018, unfortunately, we're going to see ransomware continue to be kind of the major threat. I think we're going to see it be more prevalent. I think we're going to see more iterations of it. I think, unfortunately, we're going to see things like ransomware on mobile devices, which is something I don't think we saw in 2017, but we need to be aware of in 2018. And unfortunately, we look at specific industries. I think we're going to see ransomware target, you know, both healthcare again, education, you know, industries that have large, vast networks that work on a budget and don't necessarily have the cybersecurity posture that, say, a bank or a large institution would have. You know, I think that's where we're going to see the majority of attacks. The other piece is bad apps are going to continue to be a problem. You know, mobile security is going to be a problem in 2018. People still don't understand that they need to have security on their phone. And, you know, I have millennial daughters who just think if they lose a phone, they can just download their information back. They don't have an understanding that there is, you know, the mobile devices such as phones really push the edge of the network and are really an opportunity to breach it.
Okay. All right.
The other piece is IoT. You cannot talk about 2018 without talking about the Internet of Things. More and more devices are connected to the Internet, and they're all going to create more areas of vulnerability. You know, we're pushing the edge of the network out to televisions and refrigerators, teddy bears at this point, toys, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to look at ways to secure those devices.
All right. And from a Canadian point of view, what are you guys focused on? What are some of the big goals or big focuses for ESET in Canada?
So we want to continue to expand our channel presence. You know, we're very much a channel-led company. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking to partner with the right partners in Canada. We still service Western Canada out of Toronto, so we'd like to look at expanding our presence there. We hope to put people in in territory. You know, ESET globally believes in being in the countries they do business with, and we firmly believe in being in the territories that we do business with. So we have local presence in Montreal, in Eastern Canada, in Toronto. We really hope to expand that outside the Western Canada in the next year.
All right, great. That's covering most of the territory I wanted to cover. I'd just throw it open to you to wrap it up. Any parting shots or thoughts for the Canadian partner community?
Again, I think 2018 is going to be a great year for the partner community. I think there's much more opportunity for them than ever has been. No, they are going to have to make some adjustments and really start looking at being more service providers. And the word trusted advisor gets bandied about way too much, but unfortunately in 2018 that is going to be absolutely true. More and more small businesses are going to look to the channel partners to be their trusted advisor. And I think that spells nothing but positive news for the channel in 2018.
All right, great. Jim, appreciate once again you're taking the time. Thanks for your support of the site, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you again, Robert. Have a great 2018.
So there you have it. The year that was 2017, and the year that will be 2018, through the eyes of Jim Chalmers. I'd like to thank Jim for joining us for the podcast, as always, and thank ESET Canada for its continued support of the site. And of course, thank you for joining us for this podcast. We couldn't do this without you. We'll continue the New Year's series later this week, as we're joined by Tech Data Canada leader Ed Galasso. It may have been one of the biggest years in the history of the distributor, with the acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions to create a truly hybrid distributor, and the departure of longtime Tech Data Canada president Rick Reed among the big stories. We'll talk through Ed's thoughts on his first year in his new role, the integration of ATS, and much more, as well as getting into where he thinks the channel's at in 2018, and where the distribution market's going. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt from ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.